This is an audio that I've wanted to do for a really, really long time. I started writing the script for it, I think pre-pandemic, and I had a lot of trouble with it because I couldn't find a way to naturally go from the conversation to the action. So in the original script that I wrote, a woman was on a Greyhound bus. And a guy sat down next to her. She got a phone call. And the phone call was nothing like this phone call. It was pretty sterile. And she was just trying to hint at things. Anyway, when she hung up the phone, the guy next to her said he was interested in trying things out. She got super offended. And so she rejected him hardcore. She might have been pretty rude to him, I think. And then she started listening to music, and I think he made a couple more passes at her, and she was not having it. So the music that she was listening to got her pretty horny. So then she was interested. So then she said to the guy, okay, you know what? I've rethought this. Let's do this. And then he turned her down. And so then she got mad at him. And then it was going to end up in a hate fuck between the two. And it wasn't working for me. So I was just stuck. So then I tried writing it again for Patreon and I had a lot more luck. So again, I had that trouble with how things would naturally progress from the conversation between the two to the action in the bathroom, and the only way I could really see it happening was to ground it in reality and have that awkwardness there, because it would be an awkward conversation. So I think naturally she might be a little embarrassed about him hearing the phone call, and that's the way I went with it, with the total awkwardness. And I was so unsure about it at first. I felt like there was something missing when I wrote this script the first time. I didn't have the stuff about him smacking her ass when she had the cum on it. And I actually had a sweet ending where they ended up together and they started dating. But that did not feel right. The whole thing, it didn't have like the sexy, naughty feeling that I wanted. So that is how I came up with her putting on her underwear and then him just smacking her ass. That actually, a friend gave me that suggestion. I already had her putting her underwear on over his cum, but a friend suggested that he smack her ass. And then I was stuck between the two endings. Should I end it on a sweet note, or should I have it where she's just being flirty and she just walks out? So I asked my friend that question too, and he decided it would probably be better if she just walked out. I thought that it would be better for her to walk out because of the whole fantasy element. Like, it makes it hot, it makes it naughty, and it's more like a fantasy if she just walks out at the end and you don't know if, you know, they meet up again and if this happens again, instead of it just ending on a sweet note. So that ending did feel more right to me. And as far as why I've wanted to do this one for a really long time, I just find it hot. A lot of the stuff that I said in that phone conversation was actually true. And that's why I thought that this would be a fun fantasy. And I've wanted to do it for so long. Because it seems like something that guys would probably want to experience. But I do it for me, okay? Partly.